Hey everybody, welcome to Game Goose. Today is November 21st. Today is episode 22nd. My name is Dan Curry. Just before we get into it, just a little bit of a short episode this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. We all have had work things all week and other stuff, and tomorrow we got the holiday. So just going to go kind of do our first half, and we'll be back next week with a full episode.
Yes.
Just a little warning in advance, but we wanted to say hi. Happy Thanksgiving. Clinton, happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to go home tomorrow and not eat turkey. Your mom always makes ham on Thanksgiving.
Right, because you're allergic.
Yeah.
So cool. Your brother going to be there with the kids and stuff?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
Cool. Neil in New York, I know you doing anything for Thanksgiving with your friends? I know you're not with
your family. I'm going to have a Dominican Thanksgiving. Got a bottle of whiskey, and I'm going to get some whole chicken from a Dominican place down the street. It's kind of like turkey, but it's way better than turkey.
You're more of a
chicken
fan?
The bottle of whiskey, or is it?
Well, no, I just don't. I don't want to cook a turkey for two people.
Oh, yeah, true.
We did a full, like, orphans Thanksgiving last year, and we freaking nailed our turkey.
Yeah, so you're just going to quit while you're ahead?
There's only two of us. There were, like, eight of us last year.
Gotcha. Who are you and your roommate, or are you in?
Oh, I guess there's four. It's going to be me and Phil, and my roommate's around, too.
Gotcha. Cool. All right. Well, if you want to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, feel free to do that. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts and comment on there. You can email us at gamegoosepodcast@gmail.com if you have anything to say. I don't know. Do we want to go over what we've been playing real quick?
Yeah, sure. I played a little bit of... Words and stuff.
I thought you meant Words of Friends. Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, that, but I don't know. You know, I don't remember. I'd have to... I'm so bad at this.
I don't remember what you
said.
So
bad at remembering things. No, Crackdown. More Crackdown.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There's something else, though. Oh, Borderlands. Duh.
Oh, right.
I downloaded...
Oh, yeah.
Because we saw you playing, and I told Courtney, because she got mad at you for not inviting her. Because she wanted to play, do a run-through with you.
Yeah, no, I thought that we were going to.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was waiting to, like, yeah.
Oh.
Because everyone else was doing other things, so I figured I'd just play it myself.
Fair enough.
For a minute, and then when everyone can play, we can play.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, I downloaded Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel, whatever it's called. Been playing a little bit of that, and Overwatch, and some idle clicker game on my phone that tried to catch my phone on fire.
Right. You said that last week.
Oh, was that last? Okay.
Yeah. I was like, you played it again?
No. Just, see, I told you I'm bad at remembering these things.
Right.
But new phone is coming, so I'm getting a new phone.
Ooh.
Tomorrow?
Fancy. Which one are you getting?
Pixel 3 XL.
I've heard all the Pixels are good.
Yeah. I've heard today, though, that there were some problems with the camera in it. Like, the camera's just not working. I mean, it's supposedly, like, the best camera in any phone, but I don't know. I don't ever take pictures of my phone, so.
Right. Neil, what have you been playing over there?
Oh, God, it's been quite a week. Nothing. I played some Overwatch. That's it. Nothing special to report.
Yeah, we played a little Overwatch. I've been playing Fallout 76. The more I play it, the more I like it, and the more I just want there to be more stuff and, like, for the minor issues to be, like, fixed. I know that, you know, if you look on the internet, if you read a review, it seems like once you press start, it comes out and punches your grandma. But I think it's a pretty good game. I think that's just, like, the issue is there's so much negativity on one side that on the other side everyone's like, it's great, shut up. And there's not, like, a lot of room for actual, like, nuanced critique of the game.
Yeah.
But if you are interested in that, I recommend checking out Kotaku, the guy who's reviewing it over there. He's putting a lot of time into it. He was just on their podcast, and he's enjoying it and telling everybody the good and bad of it. Because I'm not quite sure, like, Fallout 76 is getting worse reviews than No Man's Sky upon release.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it's so strange, and I think people are just holding, like, I think they have great expectations for what Bethesda's was going to do with it, but it's so odd because people were angry before it even came out. Like, it's one of those
things. I don't think people had good expectations. I think this is people going into it going, oh, this is going to be a shitty game. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're on different boats for this. An average game, in my experience. And then just because it didn't, you know, completely change their mind, then they're not going to bump it up to average from what they thought would be very bad.
Oh, for sure. Like, this is not the greatest game I've ever played. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've put quite a few hours into it. I'm not sure where I'm at right now. I know I got the achievement for playing 24 hours a couple days ago, so I gotta be around 30, maybe a little more. And I'm really enjoying it, but man, I just think on Bethesda's side, like, I do really enjoy this game, and everyone I've talked to, like, on the internet is enjoying it. There's obviously people playing. I run into people playing all the time, and everyone seems to like it. I think on Bethesda's side, number one is that they shouldn't have put it so close to, like, Red Dead in November, like, with this holiday season and stuff. Yeah. There's so many great games right now. I think it would have been, like, a good off-season game, like February, something like that.
Yeah.
Number one, I think that would have been a good thing, and it would have given them a little more time because, like I said, I like this game, but in Bethesda games are buggy, and I don't want to just, like, be like, it's Bethesda. Like, they should try to fix their game, of course. But, man, there are some bugs in it that you're like, this should not have been here on launch, especially when you had a quote-unquote beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was talking with you earlier this week, Dan. I tried to get into it Saturday or Sunday. Like, I had a 4 or 5 hour window to sit down and really feel it out. And I probably played for half an hour, and I was unmotivated. I'm not anti Fallout 76 yet. It hasn't hooked me. Much like the fourth one, I kind of went, oh, I could keep playing this game, or I could dive into Overwatch and get action in my face right away.
Yeah.
And then, so on Tuesday and Wednesday, when I had another hour or so to play it, I booted it up, and granted, Dana told me about an update, but I thought it was just like a small patch to fix some bugs. This is post-release. They made you re-download the game.
Yeah, it's a pretty big game.
And called it an update. Granted, they released a letter. I went and read it, Dan, that kind of explained why and stuff like that. But don't... the only thing that got me was, like, you pushed the game back once. Also, you had a beta. Why did you launch with a completely, it's not a completely broken game, but a game that was broken enough to where you're like, okay, we got to take all the data we've already put on people's Xbox, completely erase it, and start over fresh. Like, that's a failed launch.
Yeah, it's so strange because, like, so here's a really good example of in the beta, Neil, Courtney, and I found a quest that you couldn't complete. There was a token machine that you can't fix. And we weren't the only thing to discover this. Most people discovered it because it's seriously one of the first quests that you can find. So tons of people are finding this quest, and it didn't work in the beta. Game launches on Wednesday, and you still can't finish that quest. And it's like, all right, why'd you do a beta if you're not going to fix these big things? Like, a really well-known quest that everybody's going to run into. This isn't some, like, late game one.
Yeah, this wasn't a beta. This was a...
It was a stress test and kind of an early access thing.
Yeah, it was like a pay for pre-order and you can play the game early kind of thing.
Yeah, and you can only play for certain amounts because I think they were like stressing the servers and stuff. But then it was, so then, and then the weird thing is, so it comes out on Wednesday, this huge patch is on Monday morning. So it's not that far away. It's like, man, if you guys could have just had, you know, a little more time, and there's still stuff. Like, I went into a factory the other day, and I walked into a room, and like half the room, the floor didn't render, and I could just see into the abyss. There's lots of paintings and like posters that you can only see from one angle. Like, if you're looking at it, you'll see it, and you'll go to the other side, and it'll just be like a blank frame. And you're like, it's not like a creepy thing. Like, there's some really cool storytelling in this game, and there's some really cool locations, like a lot of mystery and stuff. And like, when something like that happens, you're just kind of like,
you forgot to finish your game.
Yeah, and it's like it's a little bit buggier than other Bethesda stuff, I would say, and we all know that Bethesda's buggy, but I don't think I've ever just seen something not render like pretty often in like Skyrim or another Fallout game.
And so, I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti this, you know, I'm a Bethesda fanboy. I do want to hold the companies I give my money to, like, to a certain standard.
Yeah.
And this feels a little dirty. Like, just a little haphazard. Like, dude. Like,
yeah.
This was going to be part of a $60 game that I already bought. And instead, you ripped it out and said, no, this can be its own thing.
Right.
And if you truly believed in that, like, follow through when you release it. It better be a full-fledged AAA $60 game. And right now, it's just not.
I'm enjoying it. I'm not super upset with what I paid for it because, like I said, I've played so much. Because remember we talked about Spider-Man. I beat Spider-Man in, like, 20 hours. So, like, the obviously I think Spider-Man's a better quality game. Like, the you know, it looks better. There's, like, a great story and all this kind of stuff. But Fallout, just for how much is in it and how much I've been playing it, like, that's fine. And I know all the updates will be free. I'm enjoying it right now. I really want to see where this game is going to be in a couple months or a year. And hopefully they can get it to a spot, you know, where it could turn around. It, like, there's a lot that this game has that No Man's Sky didn't have when it first came out. You know what I mean? It's not too bad to, like, team up with friends. You know, there's a lot to do. There's tons of creatures. There's a lot to discover. And I really just want to see, you know, if No Man's Sky can bounce back the way it did, I think this game can too. As long as people just got to realize, like, so many people are mad that it's not Fallout 5. It's like, man, that's like getting mad that Pokemon Go exists. Like, yeah, it's the same franchise, but it's not the same game.
Like, people are mad that Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee came out.
Oh, yeah. Some people are. I did want to talk about that. Actually, I had that. I was kind of reluctant to get those games. I haven't played them. But, man, I heard they are really fun.
My roommate's fucking loving it.
Mm-hmm. I heard they're a blast. I just heard that they're too easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's most Pokemon games.
Oh, I've heard that it's super easy.
Like, yeah, your Pikachu's, like, super powerful compared to, like, any other Pikachu and just kind of any other Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or your Eevee, whichever you start with.
Yeah, they say that if you want to make it a little harder, box your starter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no wild, like, Pokemon to, like, hurt you.
Yeah,
like, it's as only you're trainer on your battles. Way. Yeah, it's only trainer battles. And I think after battle, you
grind up your Pokemon like you would in Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I think after every battle, everybody heals fully. I'm not quite sure if that's true, but I think I heard that. They did
that
say...
That would make it super easy.
Super easy.
I don't like that.
But they did say that after the game, after you finish this game, there's these master trainers that you can find. And there's like a Rhydon master trainer. And he has one Rhydon and it's level 70. And you can only fight it with your own Rhydon. And I've heard those are actually really hard and challenging. So there's a little
I don't want to beat a game to find the game.
Right, right. And that's actually a thing I like about 76 is there is like end game stuff like Destiny where you keep doing raids and things like that. But I'm having a lot of fun getting to that point also. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not in a rush to be like, I got to get to the end game stuff, which is, we've talked about the grind stuff in games. I don't like that. But I also hear that it's enjoyable in Pokemon also to get to that. It's just saying when you're done, there is more stuff to do, that it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder how the Elite Four works if you get healed up.
Don't quote me on that. I think I just read something and I thought that was my understanding, but I'm not sure.
I just Googled it and nothing's popping up.
Okay, so maybe I
was say Matt didn't say anything about that. And
that would seem weird.
Be something he would have said something about.
Yeah, it is definitely like on my Christmas list. I mean, there's so much good stuff to play right now. Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, it's an interesting looking game, and I like that. I mean, the Pokemon franchise is like a tried and true kind of thing. People love it. People want the same thing, and they do change stuff in each game.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think it's
and this isn't here to stay. Like this
no. Yeah, it's not like how those games are going to be from now on.
Right.
But it's nice to see them. Yeah, kind of dig out from away from the kind of normal.
And it's to bring people who like Pokemon Go into a more console. It's almost like a stepping stone because there is a new Pokemon coming out next year that's like the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I was gonna say
looks
I feel like
good too.
Yeah,
I feel like that should mitigate some of the Pokemon fandom hate. And I bet Pokemon fandom is one of the rabid communities we don't really dip our toes into.
it could be. I don't know. I feel like
but
most gaming.
I think it's like yeah, there's just something about it being Pokemon that I feel like adds a little extra oomph. But I think that's actually a good idea to make one of their remasters, especially Yellow. Which is essentially a remaster of Red and Blue.
Yeah.
So to make the remaster of a remaster something that pulls in a new audience. Rather than saying, hey, here's a completely new Pokemon game, but there's all these mechanics you hardcore players aren't going to like.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would like to try it. It looks really cool. I like that you can ride, or like the other Pokemon can carry you around, like come with you. Like I've heard it's really cool to have the Pikachu on your shoulder, or I've seen people riding Onixes. Yeah. If you get a Kangaskhan, you ride in the pouch.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that's really cool, the Kangaskhan thing. But I wonder how much of the like negativity in the Pokemon fandom is kind of mitigated by it being such a widely successful thing of like from all like people like also, our age and younger.
Happy people don't post though.
Yeah, but I mean like I don't know, because I've been on the Pokemon subreddit and never see kind of like negativity there. It's always
but they also did the Bethesda model of being like, we're doing this, but don't worry, what you want is coming. Yeah. When they announce, like, because that's what they do with Pokemon Let's Go. They're like, oh, this isn't next year. There will also be a real Pokemon game, not real Pokemon. This is a real Pokemon game, but a classic Pokemon game.
Yeah, a full fledged. Yeah,
and I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna like I want to. But I've tried Pokemon games recently, and there's just so many Pokemon now that I'm just kind of like almost overwhelmed.
I haven't played one in a long time.
It's one of those things where you just have to go into it like, I'm not going to have nostalgia for any of this. This is a new like game thing for me.
And I think that's okay. Like, it's like someone that says like, oh, I just want the band. I wish this band's album sounded more like their last album.
Yeah.
Like, they got to change at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you can't make 6 Pokemon games with 150 Pokemon.
Right. And I think, you know, I think I've talked about this before. In a way, I think that's what Bethesda was doing with Fallout 4, was they were trying to shake up so it wasn't Elder Scrolls with guns, because, like, New Vegas and 3 is so much like that. Like, everyone's angry about it. And I wasn't a huge fan of 4, but, man, like, I just think that... Can you imagine the developers that work at Bethesda Game Studios just making the same 2 games that are so similar to each other over and over and over again?
Well, like, I mean, after Skyrim came out, I don't know if it was Todd Howard or the game director, somebody on the Oblivion team, or at the Elder Scrolls team was like, I know, like, you guys already want the next one, but we don't even know how to do the things we want to put in it.
Right.
So... Yeah. Granted, you can't delay expectations for such a big game franchise for so long. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they did their best to be like, "Whoa, it's not any time near."
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. I hope I get to check out Pokemon Let's Go soon, and I'm enjoying 76.
Cool.
That's it. All right, Neil, you want to hit up gaming history?
Yeah. So.
Hit it up.
November 19th, 1997. Sony releases Parappa the Rappa.
Was this one of our games that one of us mentioned that should have a reboot?
No, we were talking about it should have been on the PlayStation Classic.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah.
Because I've never played Parappa the Rappa.
Maybe we were saying it should get a reboot. I don't know.
Yeah.
In when I Googled it, because I know you've talked about it, a lot of people have played it. A lot of people credit it for kind of innovating music and rhythm games.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like Rock Band and all that.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero.
So, good job, Parappa the Rappa. And also, it's really fun to say. Everybody in your car, wherever you're listening to this, just take a second to say Parappa the Rappa. You'll feel better. Trust me.
I feel like I'm going to say it wrong.
Parappa the Rappa.
Parappa the Rappa. It is. It kind of flows off the tongue more than you think it would.
It's got all those hard poppy peas. 2006, Nintendo releases The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess video game. I played this. I would say this is the Zelda game I remember the least.
I liked it. This is the one where you could turn into a dog.
This is the one I remember the most.
Wolf. And it was very dark.
Zant is a bad guy.
Yep, and it's got Midna.
I remember Midna. I remember the character was, or the main villain was really cool.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's, other than that, I can't remember a temple or anything like that.
That's the only one that I really played. I played that one twice, actually, and I haven't played, like, Skyward Sword or... I haven't even played, what's the moon crashing one? Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like Twilight Princess a lot, and the only thing that I don't like about it is the only video game I've ever lost. Like, I misplaced it. Like, I had the case and not the game.
Really? Oh, I thought you meant, like, Zelda just told you you couldn't play anymore. You lose.
You suck. You lost.
Game locked up.
I had it on...
it disappeared. I don't have the case. I don't have the game.
I had it two times. I had it on the GameCube, played it through with a left-handed Link, and then it came out on the Wii, and I got it on the Wii and played it through with a right-handed Link.
Nice.
Everything was mirrored, and it was very strange.
That's weird.
Yeah, because they found out when they were making... porting it over to the Switch that Link had always been left-handed.
Wii, you mean?
Or yes, to the Wii that Link was left-handed, so they just took and mirrored the whole game.
Yeah, as opposed to like redoing.
And just made him right-handed so that his sword hand would be the hand you would be using while playing.
Interesting. Hey, since I'm a new Switch owner, is there a store, is there a way that I could replay Wind Waker?
Probably
on Switch?
Not.
No.
Okay.
If you want to play classic Nintendo games, the best way to do it right now is to go get a really cheap Wii U.
Yeah.
And you can play, I was reading every something like the other day, Nintendo it's like games. 19 Zelda titles or something on that game, or on that system, because the Virtual Console has like Game Boy Advance and Game Boy, and oh, I don't know if it has Game Boy, but I think it has Game Boy Advance games. It might have...
Game Boy Color.
DS games, I'm not sure.
I doubt it.
I can't remember.
Maybe,
but it's got
with the pad.
Yeah, you can play your Wii games on it. It has NES games, SNES games. It has all kinds of stuff.
Now, so, why wouldn't they release a virtual... Why wouldn't they just update the Virtual Console for Switch and be like, until we figure it out for the new peripherals, for the new controllers, you have to play it on like an old GameCube controller or something?
From my understanding... The reason why there is not a big focus on Virtual Console and there wasn't a big focus on like YouTube and Netflix and all that kind of stuff was that they were like, we need to pump out new games for this system. Like, they wanted to focus on that because the Wii U had failed so poorly.
Yeah.
So they were like, we need to focus on one aspect of this.
Yeah, we need a Zelda, we need a Mario, we need a Mario Kart, mm-hmm. we need a Smash game. Like, let's get this stuff out.
Yeah, my understanding was like it was all hands on board to focus on making it a good console. And that's why everything else is kind of taking a while. I assume we'll see. I mean, like if you have the online, you can play all the old.
Not all of them. There's only like 20.
Not all, yeah, but there are some old ones on there. But I'm hoping that they open up more stuff. That was my favorite parts about the Wii U was all
it sounds
that
like,
retro stuff you can play.
When they announced that they weren't doing a 64 mm-hmm. Classic, they were saying like, just hold tight. We mm-hmm. want to build this stuff into the Switch Online.
Right.
So my understanding, or at least what they were kind of projecting in their through their like veiled words, mm-hmm. were that most of these games and things that we want to release will come through the
Switch.
It's whatever. It's not called Virtual Console. I don't know whatever they're calling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just the Nintendo
the subscription.
Online.
Yeah. Games are going to come on through that.
Gotcha. Well, I just want to play Wind Waker again. That's one of my favorite Zeldas.
They did re-release that for Wii U.
Someday.
Like
so,
an HD one?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, same day, same year as Twilight Princess, Activision releases Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Great game.
Yeah. Fun game.
So fun.
I don't know if it holds up. I kind of tried to play it recently, and I was like, meh.
No, but it's just a button masher that
brawler,
fit with the graphics of
it's
its
very,
time.
Yeah, it's very almost like Lego movie kind of
yeah.
game.
It reminds me
it's,
of like an arcade game.
Yeah.
In a way.
It reminds me of a Lego game a lot.
Mash
with
all
less,
the things.
With less puzzles.
Yeah.
I never liked the Lego games.
It was still really fun because I got to play. They were good about having a really diverse
yeah,
selection of characters.
So many,
play.
So many characters in that first one. Also, there's supposed to be a Square Enix Marvel game coming soon.
Yeah, we heard about that like a year or so ago.
Yeah, and we saw that little teaser trailer, and that was it.
Is it gonna be?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like Kingdom Hearts? There's gonna be a bunch of weird shit going on.
I don't know. Marvel could absolutely kill. Well, no, they couldn't make a great game, but their plot lends themselves very well to an open world RPG or something like that.
Well, I tried the MMO.
The MMO is totally different. It needs to be self-contained. It can't be an MMO. That's there was way too much like this is one of your pet peeves. There were like 9 different kinds of currency.
Yeah, I hate that.
16 different stores. It was kind of...
That was tough. Yeah. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I just want to go play as the Hulk and hit things.
Yeah, it wasn't good as it needed to be. November 20th, EA releases the OG Rock Band, which is interesting because the OG Guitar Hero came out last week. I don't remember what year it was. It was definitely before 2007.
Oh, for sure. I think Guitar Hero 2 came out before Rock Band first came out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would. I think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But fun. Rock Band, good one. I think we all prefer Rock Band to Guitar Hero just because of the drums.
Yeah, and then Guitar Hero started trying to make like a full band one, and it just didn't take off as well.
Yeah, they don't got it. It's kind of hard when one was already established for like 2 years before theirs came out.
Their drums were like soft. I don't know if you played ever. It was like not as good as it didn't feel like playing drums. It felt like hitting pillows.
Huh? They probably were like, "Well, Rock Band does this. If we do the opposite, people will love us for our innovation." And then nobody loved
it. I think it was like parents are getting annoyed with like the tapping of the stick on the thing. Let's try to make it soft. And was like, yeah, but now it doesn't even feel like playing drums.
That makes sense. But isn't that weird, Dan? We were both in Drumline, and you remember the drum pads with like the soft rubber. Like it wasn't soft, but it was rubber, and it didn't make nearly as much noise as like the plastic on Rock Band.
Right.
But remember like our drum pads, practice pads?
Yeah.
Just get one of those. It was quieter. The stick had better response. Like, it would bounce back up into your hand better.
I'm sure it has something to do with how responsive it was or how expensive that material is.
Those pads were, like, $60, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, where are we at? That was Rock Band 2007. 2011, Nintendo releases The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Nice.
Never played it.
That's a pretty good one. I never finished it. I may have told this exact story, but I met Courtney, like, I was probably 2 hours away from beating the game. And I met her and just kind of focused on...
Never played it.
...on hanging out with her all the time and never finished it.
That was the first one with motion controls.
No, Twilight Princess was.
Oh, Twilight Princess came out for GameCube at the same time, so that's how I played it. Yep. Gotcha. Okay. That was the first one I played with motion controls.
Fair enough.
November 21st, 1994, Nintendo releases Donkey Kong Country.
Yes. That's a great game. One of my favorite games.
One of Dan's favorite games, that's why I put it in there. 1998, Nintendo releases The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Dan texted me today to say Ocarina of Time is 20 years old today.
Today, yep. Nice. 20 years old today. That's my second favorite Zelda and was my favorite game for a very, very long time.
That's one that I played a bunch of and then came back and played it later and I was like, this is all right. It's still pretty good.
I played it when we lived at Foster together, Clinton, and loved it then.
Honestly, I have to play Wind Waker again and Ocarina of Time. But I think I might like Wind Waker just a hair better.
I never finished Wind Waker. I've got like halfway through that game.
People really don't like the boats. I remember really liking the boat.
I liked the boat. It was fun.
It just took
actually
forever.
Now that I'm thinking about it though, that was the first one with. That was the first one that really what's the word I'm looking for? Emphasized, rewarded exploring, because there were so many islands that you just didn't need to find, but you could if you wanted to. Yeah. I think I can't remember if they did that in Twilight Princess. They didn't do it in Skyward Sword, and they brought it back for Breath of the Wild. That's pretty cool.
Breath of the Wild's obviously just amazing.
It's the best one. We should all say that right now.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then in 2001, this is Nintendo Day, man. Nintendo releases the best Super Smash Brothers, Melee.
Yeah, I think it's just Nintendo really, because like they focus so much on being for kids and stuff. I think, well,
it's
family
Christmas
games.
Time.
Oh, yeah, Christmas time. You always have the big Christmas games.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Because the next one is Donkey Kong Country Returns in 2010.
Nice.
All four of these titles, that, November 21st.
Donkey Kong Country Returns, that's the one for Wii, right?
Yeah, it would be 2008.
That was good, and that one, I think it's like one of the final bosses, was one of the most frustrating gaming experiences of my life, but so rewarding when I beat it. That was a great game.
A la Cuphead.
Yes.
November 22nd, 2005, Microsoft... Oh, this is the... that just blew my mind for a second. This is the remaster of Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah. Which is now available on the Rare Collection.
The Rare Collection. That's an interesting game, because I feel like even if you go back to 007, you're like, oh, yeah, I used to like this so much, but you play a match, and then you're like, oh, I used to like this so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the aiming in 007 is terrible.
Garbage.
It's really one garbage. Stick aiming is, like, impossible to do.
Yeah, and same with Perfect Dark. But they did make a new Perfect Dark, Perfect Dark Zero.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was received super well, though.
But you see no, it was not. And then you see, like, people port it onto PC and people run through GoldenEye in, like, this is like 15 minutes or something.
Right.
November 24th, 1982, our friend Todd Rogers scores a world record in the Gorf arcade game.
Todd Rogers.
Was that the guy that was a jerk?
We talked about Todd Rogers in our speedrunning episode.
The self-appointed king of video games.
Yep.
And he cheated.
Cheated. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. All the time.
The self-aggrandizing garbage human Todd Rogers.
At first, I Googled Gorf because I had never heard of it, and I thought it was a typo, and it was like golf.
Right.
But no, there's an arcade game called G-O-R-F, Gorf.
Gorf.
Never heard of it.
So fuck you, Todd Rogers. And that's it for history that Neil cares about.
And some he doesn't.
All right, we'll talk about the upcoming games. There are a couple games coming out soon. Wednesday, November 21st, SteamWorld Dig 2 is coming out for Xbox. That's already out on Switch, I believe. And I love the first one, so something I've always wanted to pick up when I have time. Thursday, November 22nd, Misplosion Man is coming to the Switch. Nidhogg 2 is coming to the Switch. And just because I thought it was funny, Titanic VR is coming to PlayStation VR.
Nice. Get to walk around on the Titanic, or
I'm not sure. I didn't look up. I don't know if it sinks.
Dive
or...
down into the.
We need to find out if it's like a virtual tour of the Titanic before it sinks, or if you're like Leonardo DiCaprio on the door or at the end.
It has a 9 out of 10 on Steam.
You just saw boobs. Ooh, I know that face.
It's a diving simulator, an immersive interactive story.
You can find a naked rose in the bottom of the ocean.
It doesn't say based on the movie, though, right?
Nope.
Based on the hit movie. What is his name? Christopher Nolan movie.
Not Christopher Nolan. Who does Avatar?
It's the dude who did Avatar. I can't think of his name
right
now.
James Cameron.
James Cameron.
There we go.
Which is weird, because there's no, like, aliens or explosions in that. No, that's the... Transformers. I was thinking of Michael Bay. Never mind.
We're all getting all of our
but I do want to see Michael Bay direct Titanic 2.
Yeah.
The re-Titanicing.
So it looks like it's like a supposed to be an educational game, but there's 6 hours of gameplay, and like you like have a story and you're diving.
Nice.
And checking out the Titanic.
Is there a VR component?
Yeah, it is a VR.
Yeah, it's a VR.
Oh, it is VR. Right.
Yep.
That's cool.
But... All right, and then Tuesday, November 22nd, Darksiders 3 comes out for PC.
Oh, no way!
PlayStation 4 and Xbox, yep. How far are you? Did you ever finish that first one?
I didn't, and now I probably never will. It's a hard game, and I don't say this as a critique. It's a hard game to pick back up because it truly is challenging.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way. No. But you got to remember your fighting combos at the same time. You got to remember what all your trinkets and tools do and how they interact with the world.
Yeah.
It's you got to sit down and beat that game in one sitting.
I also wonder, I also got this like when I play it, because it is very much like Zelda, I would just get this like ache to play Zelda instead.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I mean, and
but it's good.
I've played it. I've picked it up a couple of times recently when Neil was playing it, and I hate the art style in that game.
Yeah,
I think it's terrible.
It's pretty bland.
Yeah, it's bland, and it's like
that was one though, right?
Gaudy in the same way. Uh-huh. Like, it's it's like oversized dudes and like weird looking monster demons.
It's like Gears of War meets God of War, only done poorly.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it looks like.
I don't know. It's very, like, kind of faux gothic in a way that, like, a 13-year-old emo kid thinks that gothic things look like.
Now I gotta look, because I cannot remember what it looks like.
It's, like, dark for the sake of being dark, and, like, all the cities got broken concrete everywhere.
Yeah. Very, very gray and tan, too. Yeah. Not a great color palette.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Am I accurate in my descriptions? Am I thinking of
that? Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, Fable in a way, with, like, the way that people are...
It's Fable-esque.
Like, the way that people are proportioned to each other.
Yeah. Very awkwardly. Giant shoulders and tiny little short legs.
Well, the third one is coming out.
We were just talking about your tiny legs and your giant.
I'm a Darksiders character.
Yeah.
You are Darksiders. Shoulders aren't
nearly big enough, so.
Darksiders Dan.
Yeah. And last but not least, this War of Mine Complete Edition comes to Switch.
This little war of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Feeling religious over there, Neil.
War never changes.
But Courtney's played some of that, and it looks pretty interesting. She said it was something I might be interested in. All right, let's head into our news. We're only going to do two to keep it short, and there hasn't been a ton of things. But there's a little rumor that I think seems probably to be true. We'll see soon. Nintendo's going to make a new Xbox One model that has no disc.
It's an Xbox One S, right?
Mm-hmm. Xbox One S. It will have no disc drive. So it'll be a completely digital console. It'll be under $200, according to this rumor. And there's also a rumor that they're going to start a program where you can bring in physical copies of your games and get digital codes for them for free.
Huh. Is that, like, limited to if you buy the Xbox?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why wouldn't you just bring in? That's a weird thing. You mean probably mail. Right?
Well, it says under the store, the console will run less than $200. This is from Polygon. And Microsoft stores will support a program whereby users can take in physical Xbox One media and trade it for a digital download to their Xbox Live account. So, I mean, are there physical Microsoft stores? Do I have to do that? Can I mail it in? Is the GameStop going to be, like, involved? You know what I mean? Like, what kind
of
stores?
I doubt that GameStop or anything would be involved, but...
They don't want to fuck with them at all. But who do they go to? I guess they could go to, like, a certified Microsoft store? That's weird. There's no Microsoft store, so no matter who they go to, they're going to have to pay them a stipend.
Right. I mean, I definitely don't hate this, because, like, this is the one thing that's come out that I'm like, maybe I will upgrade to a S, because it just has, you know, a little bit better.
Is it 4K?
I think S's are 4K, yeah.
Yeah, they are. I think not as powerful as the X.
Yeah.
They don't run, like, full frames.
Yeah.
But the X does. But
right.
I won't say that the X runs full frame rates either, because I'm sure it doesn't compared to...
What do you mean by full frame rate?
Like 60 FPS, 4K.
It's variable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently it's supposed to be coming out in for spring 2019. So if it's coming, we'll probably hear about it soon.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, so much stuff I buy digital, and I know there's always
I thought there were already renderings of it out and everything.
What was that?
I thought there were already pictures of it and everything.
I think that was just like a Photoshop of an S without the disc. But yeah, like, so much of my stuff, I know people are always worried, like, oh, once the service goes down, like, you won't have it ever again.
Do you never buy digital games now? Because it's the same fucking deal.
Right, no. I'm
not criticizing you. I'm criticizing them.
No, I'm saying I would rather have things digital. And with Microsoft, man, like, Xbox Live, I think, is going to be around for a long time. And think about like how many times they've put backwards compatibility that you can buy original Xbox games digital now. And it's like, if they can keep it up, by the time I'm older, if I can just keep this one account, I'll have so many games.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't buy physical games. I hate them. I hate having that shit around.
Yep, and then you got to get up, you got to trade it out. And
yeah. I have two physical games for my Switch. I bought Zelda and Mario Kart.
I'm more likely to have a physical game for Switch because they barely have any digital sales ever.
Yeah, but I have the Zelda game and the Mario Kart game.
Yeah.
And switching between them, I was like doing that every fucking other day. And it's such a simple, like, easy thing to do, but I was always like, oh, I just wish I could just go home menu and then hit to the other game and just be there.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
because it was like three of the games I was playing I had digital, and then those two I didn't, and it was like the Switch had just come out, and I was the only one that had one, so people were coming over and were playing Mario Kart, so I was always, like, switching them back and forth. And I was just like, oh, I wish I could just do what I do with all these other digital games that I have and just...
Yeah, I definitely more likely for Nintendo just because I went on the eShop today for their Black Friday sale and I was like looking
like
and I was
six
like,
games.
Well, there's a good amount of games, but they're like, man, these are like way cheaper online.
Off,
like they're giving Donkey Kong for $40, which is normally $60 on the shop, so that's pretty good. But like Amazon's got it for like $30 to $35, and it's like, come on.
Well, you could probably find a used for $20.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Maybe with Donkey Kong. They're, you know, those first-party Nintendo games, they never go down. But, all right, let's move on to our last news story for the week. Sony is skipping E3 2019. So, this is from Kotaku. They just said they're not going to be doing E3 this year.
Pardon the expression, but they blew their load on Spider-Man. They're just like, guys.
Yeah, I think that's kind of...
That was it.
That's kind of the general consensus, is that they've announced everything that they already want to announce for the PlayStation 4, and that their next announcement is going to be the PlayStation 5.
They don't want
to
have a BlizzCon.
Yeah, they don't want to just go up there and announce nothing, which, hey, man, good on them. But it's so weird because, like, with E3, if you're keeping tabs, EA has its own event in Hollywood. Microsoft rented out its own theater, like, a couple, like, minutes away. Nintendo hasn't been doing a traditional thing. They just do the digital
directs.
Yeah, so they're like losing people left and right. And
do you think they put on more events in Japan though, where Sony is? I was about to say more popular, but they're more popular in America too. But I think I mean they tower over Xbox in Japan.
Yeah, I don't know what if they have any kind of trade show in Japan. I'm sure they got something.
Oh, I'm sure. There, yeah.
But yeah, so they won't be at EA. So don't E3. I think E3, sorry. Thanks. But yeah, so you know, they still have Death Stranding, Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima coming out. And none of those have release dates yet. So that's probably just gonna be holding them through 2019 and then.
Yeah, I mean it seems like a smart move to me just because of, like, we talked about when we were talking about BlizzCon and them really having nothing to announce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they having this? And
right.
If that's the kind of boat that Sony's in, then, yeah, why would you pay to have a huge slot at E3, which I'm sure it's probably costs a fair chunk of change to do. And if you have nothing to show for it, what's the point of going and doing it? It's just going to make everyone mad when you don't announce.
I think with Sony's focus on having these great first-party games, I think that what they're probably doing is developing all these PlayStation 5 games, and when they announce PlayStation 5, they're going to be like, also, we have these coming
games
with them. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's interesting.
Yeah. No, and I mean, trade shows in general, I think, are a dying kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that it works for, like board games or have huge trade shows that people go to because you can
guns.
You can see the board game kind of laid out and you get to play them and things like that. Whereas with video games, most people that would go to trade shows are going to still go to them, but like, I don't know. It seems more like the video game industry is trade shows can happen online.
Yeah. Well, it's like weird because like E3 was, you know, there was a point where it was just for press.
Yeah.
Like press only and like
yeah, it was an actual trade holder. Show.
Yeah, and now it's been open to everybody, and now it's like a demo show where yeah. people can go and play the new Smash Brothers or whatever. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a trade show for broadcasting every year, and there's a Michigan one, and then there's a national one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Michigan one, I've gone to it the last 3 or 4 years, and every year there's less people there, mm-hmm. and every year it's just like, wow, this is like pretty sad.
Sad.
But. Yeah, so. All right, well, that's it. We're going to call it early today so that we can just get this episode out quick. And have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving if you get this before or on or around.
Yep, I hope you guys
had. If not, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And now for today's main segment, turkey in video games.
Yep.
Is it worth it?
The only turkeys I remember in video games are in the South Park video game.
Yeah, I think there are turkeys in Far Cry.
There's turkeys in Far Cry 5, and they're absolute demons.
There's turkeys in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh.
American Wild Turkeys.
There's chickens in Fallout 76. Different, but Neil says chicken's better.
It is. Look at all those turkeys.
All right. As always, you know, if you have anything to say, Facebook, Twitter, or comment on iTunes or wherever else, and you can email us at gamegoosepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. You have a great Thanksgiving. Clinton, anything else you got to say?
Yeah, what's good for the turkey is good for the gander.
I was wondering if we could change it up.
Ouch.
Neil?
Go love on your family. Have a good holiday. Be thankful for something. Definitely not what we did to the Indians. Excuse me, Native Americans.
True. And, you know, play some games with your family. I'm going to bring out the Switch.
Ooh, I need to, I need to pack that up and bring it with me.
My wife's family's holiday stuff, and we're going to play 1-2 Switch.
Nice. Yeah. I should buy that.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, guys. Catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.